I once ate the Suda on Parshas Lech Lecha at my Rosh Hashiva's house, and when we sat down to the Suda, the first words that he said when we started schmoozing was, "It's good to be back with Avram Avinu." And I don't remember any of the Divrei Torah that he said by that Suda, but that like reaction, that like, yeah, Bereshis, Nayach, but now we're back in Zaidi's house, you know, like now we're back with Avram Avinu. Was a very sweet introduction to Parshas Lech Lecha. It's interesting that the Torah makes sure to end the chapter before Parshas Lech Lecha starts. Vayomos Terach B'charon, the end of Parshas Noach, the last few words of Parshas Noach, is that Terach died in Charon. That's the end until Avram Avinu, and then starts Parshas Lech Lecha, Lech Lecha Me'artzecha, and as Rashi points out, b'shem the Medrash, that if you make a cheshbon of the years, Terach had 60 or perhaps 65 more years to live after Avram left home. And so it's really not chronologically correct to say Vayomos Terach v'charon at the end of Parshas Noach. So Rashi brings the Medrash, but I want to go to the source to point out the depth of what's happening. I want to read to you the Medrash Rabbah itself. The Medrash Rabbah is actually in Parshas Lech Lecha, the beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha, and the Medrash asks the question that if you follow the Cheshbin, Mizbakesh le'oit shishim v'chamei shanim, 65 or 60, it depends on certain different shitas, but you need another few decades. So the Medrash says like this, first of all, you should make a drasha. B'tchila ata doyresh, that tzaddike, that rishayim are kruyim mesim b'chayeyim. First of all, you should be doyresh, that a rasha, even when he's alive, he's considered dead. And second of all, Avram Avinu was concerned that if Terach is still alive and the Torah records that he left home, it seems like he abandoned his family, it seems like he abandoned his parents, so therefore the Torah writes, Vayomos Terach B'charon. It sounds, the Medrash sounds almost apologetic. First of all, in a certain sense, he was already dead. So since I have this problem that Avram Avinu is going to look bad, so I'll borrow that poetic license to call him dead and to say that he died then. But that's obviously missing some accuracy, because if we're going with the Mahalach that Terach was a Rasha and therefore considered dead, then he's been dead for years. Terach's Rishas didn't start then. So then we're not talking about that. So if we're not talking about that, we're talking about the fact that he's actually alive. So we're like fudging the truth and saying, and anyway, in a certain way, What's the pshat in this medrash? I think the pshat is the following, a very, very important pshat. The Mefarshim talk about, Reb Tzadik talks about this, and others, the fact that Parshas Lech Lecha begins with an instruction to Avram Avinu to leave, very specifically, Me'artzecha, Mimoylatecha, U'mibeis Avicha, to leave his land, to leave his birthplace, and to leave his father's house. Reb Tzadik writes, and he bases it on a chazal, that there's a tremendous depth to that statement. And the depth is that Avram Avinu's land was a land of Rishayim, and his birthplace was a birthplace full of negative influences. And his father's home was not the greatest place for a tzaddik to be raised. It's not just that Avram Avinu became Avram Avinu despite the fact that he grew up in a land of Rishayim, despite the fact that his father was Terach, who was a Rasha. The Torah wants to tell Avram Avinu, Lech Lecha, go on your journey. Go to your destiny. Reach your tachlis. Accomplish your magnificent goal of building the Am HaNivchar from your land, Me'artzecha, U'mimayladzecha, U'mibeisavicha, from overcoming the challenges that you had growing up, from having to fight your way to learn about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from having to pass the tests of battling the wills of everyone around you, that's where the strength of an Avraham Avinu comes from. And without that, you wouldn't be Avraham Avinu. So lech lecha mei artzecha, go from that makom of your land, mi mei lavtecha, from that place, that challenge, that dark place that you were born, umi beis avicha, and from that very avodah zarah filled home that you were raised, from there will come the el haaretz asher ar'eka, will come the destiny of Klal Yisrael. So it comes out, if that's the case, that Terach, while he was alive, he served a tremendous purpose. The purpose of Terach was to provide us with an Avraham Avinu. Maybe that's not what he was trying to do, but the challenges of living in the home of Terach, they produced an Avraham Avinu. So there was a reason for Terach to exist as long as Avraham was in his home. Yes, Terach was a Rasha, he's not called alive. But you know why he's called alive? Because he served the purpose of bringing us Avraham Avinu. When Hashem says to Avraham Avinu, okay, it's time to leave now, now there's no longer a purpose for Terach to exist, so it could say, and Terach is a Rasha, he's not really considered alive. Vayomos Terach Becharon. The Mefarshim write on the Medrash Rabbah, they write, when it says, V'chayeyem kruyem esim, V'chol zman shehoya Avram imoy, Loikosav olo vayomos. The entire time that Avram was with Terach, it doesn't say vayomos, Shehoya bishvil Avram. He was alive for the purpose of Avram. He lived to produce an Avram Avinu. So now, when Avram Avinu leaves, it says, vayomos Terach b'charon. And what an unbelievable and profound lesson it is for us as we go through our lives to recognize that the challenges that we meet are not challenges whose purpose is to slow us down and that they get in the way, and if only we wouldn't have them. I always think of the mashal of someone who goes to the gym and his personal trainer tells him to lift up these weights with heavy weights on both sides, and he's struggling to lift them, and he tells his trainer, you know, I have such a good idea, if you take the weights off both sides, you'll see how quickly I could lift it. Yeah, that's very nice, you'll lift it very quickly, but then you will not become the person you want to be. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu places weights on the things we need to lift, because that's what produces mei artzecha, mimoy latzecha, mi beis avicha. That's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps us reach our tachlis through our nisyonos, not despite our nisyonos. It's true on a pratiyistika level, and it's true as a klal. You know, this zman has been a unique zman for us. And each week is a unique week for us this year, because we're being mishtatef with the Tzar of Klal Yisrael, and we're concerned. And there's not a day that goes by, for some of us, not an hour that goes by, that our minds aren't on the people in Eretz Yisrael. And unfortunately, Yidden around the world are affected. And it's an important thing that we're noise ba'ol with Klal Yisrael, and that we're all in this together. But that, Rabbeisai, is not something that's here to challenge our zman. That's something that's here that will, we don't know the mysteries of why Hashem does things, but that's not going to challenge our zman. Our zman is going to grow from there, mei artzecha, from that darkness. And part of that, just a small part of it, this is something that's applicable to many areas of our life, but a small part of that is all the initiatives that the yeshiva is doing to try to be mishtatev, to be marba our zchuyos, and to increase in our Talmud Torah, is a perfect example of how the darkness is producing light, of how the difficulties is producing aliyah. So I just once again want to invite every single Talmud to join us for a very, very special evening tonight. Emir Tzashem, this very, very special mishmar, there'll be shiurim, there'll be a gathering, of course, of intense Talmud Torah, But in addition to that, just a sense of brothers getting together because we care about our brothers and sisters in Eretz Yisrael, and we're joining together like mishpacha. You know, in different places around the world, people are gathering, waiting to hear news, worried about their relatives. Tonight, we're also going to gather, but we're not going to sit by CNN trying to hear news. We're going to sit in front of our Gemaras and try to create the news. Yashikoya.